No matter where you're at in your life right now, no matter how busy you may be, or no matter how limited on time you may feel like you are, it is always the right time to get started on your dreams. Welcome back, beautiful people, to our Let It Flow podcast. I'm your host today, Alana Lima, bringing you our solo podcast this week. Today, we are diving into the topics of managing our time when we have a million things going on, yet we want to create and manifest our dream life. In today's episode, I break down for you the system that I use and I've used with my clients to help you create a way where you can still keep up with your life and achieve your dream goals, your dream reality in a very sustainable and peaceful way. I'm so excited for this episode. Thank you so much for being here. Let's go ahead and dive within. I always get asked the question of, how do you do so much? People say, well, how do you go to school, work for a family business, and spend time, you know, doing the podcast and growing your own personal business? And at first, when people would ask me these questions, my answer would always be, well, I'm just that type of person. I feel like if I'd be doing anything else, I wouldn't have been doing enough. But then reflecting more on this idea, I realized that I was not always this way. Reflecting on this idea, I realized that I became this way. I used and I've always had so many dreams, and whether that is the Pisces in me, or whether it is just the romantic version of myself that's just super dreamy, I don't know what it is, but I've always had just so many visions of my life, so many dreams that I wanted to turn into reality someday. And I can remember just sitting and daydreaming in my room for as long as I can remember, since I was a child. And this daydreaming kind of stuck to me throughout my whole life. And when I was in high school, these dreams, they became more realistic. I started having dreams of what I wanted my life to look like after I finished school, what I wanted to be doing, the way I wanted to be helping the world. But a dream is just a dream unless we take action on it. And so getting caught up with life, with, you know, school, with work, a lot of us, we get stuck into this routine of, well, I have a dream and I want to make it happen, but I just got to wait for the right time because right now I'm so busy. And, you know, at first it might be, I'm so busy with schoolwork. And then later it's, I'm so busy with work. And then maybe it's, I'm so busy with my relationship, with my kids. It's just got to be later. And before you know it, we're postponing our dreams again and again. And we're telling ourselves, we're confronting ourselves, and we're telling ourselves that it's okay because we just don't have the time right now. So I used to be this way too. I used to have so many dreams, but I wouldn't take action on them. So they always remained just dreams. It wasn't until I lost my grandma, which is something I've talked about before, I believe, that made me reflect on life, on our purpose in life, and where we're meant, and what I personally was meant to do here. And during that reflection, I realized that a lot of us don't take advantage of the time that we have on earth. We have so much time, yet not enough. And so I started asking myself, well, aside from these things that I kind of have to do, which is finish up high school, whether it's finishing up college, whether it's taking care of your kids, whether it's helping around the house, whatever it is that I had to do, or whatever it is that you have to do, I started asking myself, well, aside from these things that I have to check off my list every day, what do I truly want to create? What is something that I want to build? And so having this thought in my mind, it shifted my mindset to dream of something that I wanted to take action on, not just something that I wanted to just pop into my life, like my boyfriend or a nice house. It was something I wanted to build with my personal energy. And once I started tuning in, that's when I started to understand what it was that I wanted to create. And of course, what we want to create today might not be what we want to create in 10 years from now, because we are constantly changing. We're constantly expanding our consciousness, our knowledge, our passions may shift, and that's okay. But we always have to start at one point, because once we create something, we can build off of that. And so that's when I started asking myself, well, what it is that I want to create? What do I want to take action on? And I knew I wanted to help people in a deeper way. I knew at the time I really wanted to help people tune into their own power, their innate power to heal themselves. The way that I was tapping into my own power, I wanted to share that knowledge with others. And so once I started to understand what it was I wanted to do, then this dream had to become a reality. But then the question became, well, I don't have enough time. How can I make time? And you see, that was the secret part. Instead of saying to myself, I don't have time, it's gonna have to be later, I started asking myself, well, how can I make time? And at first, the way I made time wasn't very sustainable. The way I did it was I just started putting aside a lot of any of my free time to work on my project, which back in the day was a nonprofit for kids to teach kids about health. And I spent so much of my free time doing that. But once my business started evolving, once it started to shift into something else and become a little bit more serious, I realized that I couldn't just use all my free time to work on this because I was going to burn myself out. There had to be a certain balance between rest, play, and work, and whatever terms you may use to associate those things in your reality. And so I ended up being super burned out. I was just, working a lot and then not resting. And so I just didn't want to work anymore. Like, it was still what I wanted to do. I still had so much passion, but I didn't have the energy to do it. And it made me become resistant to it. So I realized, okay, well, I do need time to relax. I do need to check off the to-dos that I have on my list. And I also want to keep growing my business. So I went into this inner search of finding a sustainable way to put it all together. And that's when I came up with the Sustainable Intentional Action Plan. And this is something that actually I work with my clients. We work on creating an action plan that suits, your personal lifestyle so that you can create either whether it is your brand, whether it is a project, whether it is achieving a personal goal that you want to achieve. It's a plan that helps create a guideline and a roadmap of how you can do that sustainably without burning yourself out and keeping in mind your lifestyle and being respectful and honoring the way that you choose to live your life, because we are all just so different and we all require different times of either whether it is rest and sleep, whether it is physical exercise. It's very, it has to be very personal. And so I wanted to share with you a little bit about what this plan looks like so that you, if you're someone who feels like you don't have enough time, maybe you're listening to this podcast right now in your car, going to work, doing something, because I know that's how I am. I'm always like multitasking. And you're thinking, well, I do want to get something started, but I always tell myself I don't have enough time. I wanted to share with you some steps that you can take to make the time in your schedule and to understand that you can make it possible, and that no matter where you're at in your life right now, no matter how busy you may be, or no matter how limited on time you may feel like you are, It is always the right time to get started on your dreams and to just put the step forward. Because remember, the actions that you take today, they'll lead you to your future. Action is the most important part of manifestation. It's the essential part of bringing whatever your desires, your ambitions are into the reality, into the physical realm. And so I wanted to share with you a couple steps that you could take to help bring whatever dream you may have been dreaming for a while, for a week, or for a day into your current reality when you don't have enough time. The first thing to do would be to set up a list of goals that you have. So look at the different things that you've been wanting to create and write them all down. And don't think too much about it. Just get a piece of paper and write down anything that comes to mind. So this may look like hosting a retreat and creating a skincare product or working with clients, doing health coaching or being a photographer or building a website to share knowledge about the environment. Whatever it is that you've been thinking about, they do not have to connect at all, but the drives, the inner desires that you've been having, just write them all down on a piece of paper so you can visually assess it and look at it. Once you get a handle to do that, the second step is to look through your list and just try to talk about whatever you wrote to a friend. And you don't have to physically have a friend by you, but you could just pretend like you're talking about it with a friend. And for example, if it's a skincare product line, pretend you're explaining to your friend what the skincare product line is going to look like and what the mission behind it is. And you could do this again for the photography, for the website, whatever you have on your list. And as you try to describe and talk about it, be very mindful of the way you do it. And try to grab a grasp and realize what is it that excites you most when you're talking. So it was funny because one time I was grabbing lunch with a friend and he was telling me, well, I don't know if I want to, you know, be a physical therapist, or if I want to go into this completely different field of therapy. And I was like, well, can you tell me a little bit about both? And so he goes and he's like, well, the physical therapist, I would work with athletes. And then the other type of therapist, well, that would be so cool because then I would get to learn about these things and I would do blah, 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 blah. And his speech just got so fast. He had like this like light in his eyes and he was shining. And by the time he finished, he was like, yeah, so I really don't know. And I looked at him and I was like, really? You describing it to me just showed me exactly what you want to be doing. You spent maybe 20 seconds talking about the first option and you spent like 3 minutes talking about the second option. And he took a moment and breathed a little and he was like, whoa, you're so right. That's exactly what I want to be doing. So a lot of times we feel like we don't know what we want to be doing. We feel like we don't have the idea exactly what we want to be doing because we want to be doing so many different things and we don't know where to get started. But in reality, inside, we always do. So I challenge you to try to talk about these different goals and notice what excites you most, what brings you the most joy and excitement and enthusiasm, and circle that goal because that's exactly where you need to get started. That's where your drive is. That's where your fire, your passion is. That's what's going to keep it being something, a goal that's sustainable, that you can keep on reaching for because you have so much passion towards it. So that's the first step. And then once you establish your goal, the second step is to understand the why behind this goal. So ask yourself, why did you choose this goal? What is it about it that is so important to you? What is the mission that you have behind this goal? What is the message that you want to share with the world? Your why is like the core, it's the foundation, it's the thing that is going to give strength, it's going to give momentum to your goal, to your motivation as you take action towards it. Getting a very clear why is really foundational because once you start taking action, you may get sidetracked or distracted. But if you have a strong why, you can always bounce back to it and get straight back on track. Okay, so by now you have your goal, and then you have your why, which is again the foundational aspect of it. Within the golden circle, when you look at goals, you always want to establish your why first, and then your how, and then your what. And so then moving forward, once you decide what your why is, this is where the time management aspect comes into play. You are going to look at your goal and reverse engineer it. So what this essentially means is you're going to look at what the goal is that you have and think about what is the step before having this goal done. So let's say you're writing a book and you want the book to be in Barnes and Nobles. So you'd ask, okay, what would a book take to be into Barnes and Nobles? And maybe that is getting a publisher or sending an application to Barnes and Nobles. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but that would be maybe the first step. And again, you might have to do research on this to understand what steps you need to take. But that's like the second to last step, right? And then what do you need before that? Well, I need to have my whole book published. And then what do you need before that? Well, I need to have my book written and edited. What do you need before that? Well, I need an outline. And what do I need before that? I need to find a topic. I need to find a theme. So, do you see how reverse engineering works? Instead of asking yourself the question, where do I get started? Because again, guys, this question can get so overwhelming, and it can be a really big turnoff where we're like, oh, there's so much to do. I'm just going to postpone this goal. The goal is to look at it from where you want to be and reverse engineer it. So figure out the steps backwards. That way, you'll create a very clear guidance for yourself, which I call the offense blueprint in my sustainable action plan, where you create a very clear roadmap of from where you want to be to where you are right now, so you understand where you need to get started. Once you have all of that set up, then you allocate your time. So this part is very essential. You look at your week and you look at where you have time gaps. So do you have a lunch break? Do you usually have time after dinner? Can you wake up 1 hour earlier? And give yourself 1 hour or two, if you can, of each day to work on these steps. And you don't have to outline exactly what you will be doing every day, but just book into your calendar, whether you have Google Calendars that can send reminders to your phone, or whether you like to work with manual planners. Just book yourself 1 hour each day that you can work on these steps. And the next thing would be to start taking action. So let's say Monday night from 7 to 8, I have booked to work on my offense blueprint, right? My goal. I look at my reverse engineering the offense blueprint, and I see, okay, what is the first step? The first step is to research how to outline a book, for example. And so I start working on that within my hour. And if I finish that before the hour ends, then I go into the second step. And then maybe the second step is deciding on a theme for the book. And then once my hour ends, I stop where I stopped and I keep going the next day. What this is going to do, it's going to provide you with a clear guidance of respecting your time. So also, again, to not feel burned out, you're not spending a whole afternoon working on one thing and feeling really stressed out. You're giving yourself 1 hour or two to work by following along in your steps with each thing. And this way, it allows you to create incremental changes, incremental improvements within whatever goal you're setting for yourself, whatever new goal you're setting for your brand or for your personal self. And that way, you can create these incremental changes. So by the end of a week, you've worked 7 full hours, or maybe 14 full hours on this goal. And imagine if you're putting 14 hours toward something, you're obviously getting somewhere. You're obviously moving forward. It's the best way to stay accountable. And then once you get that rolling, once you get that started, then you get into this flow and you can reset for whatever goal you have next. So this is the way, this is kind of like something that I came up, a list of steps that have worked personally for me and has worked for all the clients that I have worked with before. And I wanted to share with you because it's something that you can implement within your own goals. A great tip for time management too, when you want to make something happen and you don't have enough time, is also to have an accountability partner or have a group of women that you do this with, that you share the space with, so that you can hold yourself accountable and so that you can actually show up for yourself every day. Because it's just like working out, you know, sometimes we need a personal coach, or sometimes it's easier to work out with friends because you're more committed than working out at your home. Well, it does still work for a lot of people to work out in their home at their own time and make that time every single day or every week. Some people need a little bit of support and a push. So if that's you, you know, I invite you to find some friends, find some women that you want to work with, and set some goals with and follow along this guideline. But basically, my overall message here is I just wanted to share with you a system that has worked for me and my clients that I know can work for you too. Especially if you're someone who wants to make something happen, who has a goal, who has an inner desire of something they've been wanting to do for a while, but just feels like they don't have the time, or feels like they've never had the time and that the time will never come. Another last little piece of my two cents that I wanted to throw in there is that at first it may feel like you're putting in a lot of energy investment into whatever you're creating, but I just wanted to let you know that everything that you put into something, it bounces back to you in some way. So once you invest energy, once you're investing your time into something that you're creating, something that you love, it's going to give back to you in a magical way. And this way may be financial abundance, or maybe whatever you're really trying to attract through this work. So I hope this was helpful information. I know that I've personally struggled with time so much, and in today's society, it's hard to find people who don't struggle with time because we are so busy, caught up doing so many things, you know, whether it is work or whether it is other responsibilities that life has just thrown at us. So I just wanted to let you know that you're not alone and that we are all in this together, and there's ways to manage around it, sustainable ways that really suit you and your lifestyle. So I hope that you found this episode helpful and supportive, and I am really excited to hear from you if you experience any issues with finding time, or if you found any life hacks that have helped you too. I would love to hear more about those. Feel free to get in contact with me on my Instagram, Radiant Healthy Living, or through Taryn and I's Instagram, Lotus Within. We are always excited to hear back from you. And I can't wait to connect with you all on our next episode coming up this week. So have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you again for tuning in. Always sending you all the love and magic in the world.